It is time for us to check sports. Mike Constantine will be joining us in just a few moments. If you're a Yankee fan, a big disappointment, really. The Yankees have now played five games less than the Boston Red Sox. Why? Because they've had five rainouts. They've been in that rain belt they've been traveling to in Baltimore. So now they've got, actually, I think later on this season, two doubleheaders that they're going to have to play. The Yankees rained out, like I said, they're five games short of just about everybody else except for a few teams in the league. And they've got a bunch of doubleheaders coming up. Well, let's get on to sports. Let's bring in Mike Kosey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Good.
All right. So the Yankees have been rained out five times now in the past 2.5 weeks. They've got two doubleheaders that are, I know, coming up to make up some games, and then other games sprinkled in throughout the season, which could catch up to them later on, actually.
No wonder why it was a good weekend. I didn't hear those three idiots talk.
That's right. No, you didn't. But they only got one game in this weekend, and that game they won, of course. But I'll tell you, the Yankees and Red Sox right now are the best teams in baseball.
Yeah, watch out for the Mariners. They're not too shabby either.
Yeah, they're coming up. They're coming up. There's no doubt about it. Houston.
They're ahead of Houston.
Yeah, Houston has fallen on hard times because they play the Yankees and the Red Sox too much. No, I'm kidding. Only kidding. Houston will get their act together. Didn't they play like this last year?
No, last year they ran away and hid.
Right away? Yeah, right away from the beginning. Well, I don't know. What's the matter with Houston this year? Just the other pitching behind Scherzer?
No, their bullpen's not that good this year. That's the only thing. Their starters are doing well. They're scoring a lot of runs. They have the highest run differential. It's just that in a few games lately, their bullpen hasn't produced, and that's the reason why they lost a few games. They have the highest run differential in baseball. They scored 122 more runs than they've given up.
Think they'll try to do something before the trade deadline for the bullpen?
No, they have the horses to do it. They just have, for whatever reason, they're not producing right now. They're not going to make any trades. They don't need to.
All right. Now, Mike, I have to tell you, it's very rare I watch the Mets, okay? I'm not anti-Mets. It's just very rare. I put the game on yesterday, and I happened to put it on in an inning where it was horrible. It was horrible. A double steal was accomplished without any trouble. Then right after that, the guy stole home. It was terrible to see. It was painful to see.
And the Mets lose in every way that you can imagine. They lose because they're not as good as other teams. They lose because they're not fundamentally sound. They lose because they're outcoached. They're just terrible organization. If you're a Met fan, go donate your time at a hospital and take care of people or something instead of watching the Mets, because at least you'll get something in return for taking care of these people. You get nothing for watching the Mets except aggravation and empty promises, and they stink. Steven Matz got suckered into a Little League play yesterday. With first and third, they faked a steal to get his attention, and then he makes a throw over to first, and he lollipops it. And on first move, the man on third breaks home in a nothing-nothing game. There's your run. At that point, the game's over for the Mets because the Mets can't score to save their lives. The Cubs put another run up on the board. Mets lose 2-0. Huh. Saturday, DeGrom strikes out 87 people in six innings. He gets no decision. They go 14 and give up six in the top of the 14th and lose 7-1. They're just a terrible, terrible team. Thank God for the Miami Marlins, because if not, the Mets would be the worst team in baseball.
Well, the Mets
might be the worst team in baseball because Miami doesn't have any players.
I was going to say. And Miami's also starting to win a little bit.
And here's the thing about the Mets. They have no bailout here. The only bailout they have is to trade DeGrom. And they're going to have to trade DeGrom because there's no way DeGrom's ever going to re-sign with the Mets. And the whole thing is, what are you going to get for DeGrom? You're going to get something, but you're not even going to get enough to start to fix the hole that you have. This team is in an abyss, and there's no rope to get out of it.
All right. With that being said, with Major League Baseball, anything else in baseball you want to talk about?
Yeah, I stayed home all day Saturday and watched baseball. It just wasn't pro baseball. It was college baseball. There were a heck of a lot of good games on Saturday. And in one game in particular I watched was Florida State, Mississippi State. And Florida State lost to Samford once again Friday night in the playoff that they have these weekend tournaments to qualify to get in the World Series. So Florida State's back was up against the wall. If they're a double elimination, if they lose another game, they're out. They play Mississippi State Saturday, and kids pitching a gem of a game against Mississippi State. It's 2-0 going into the ninth inning, and then rains come. It's a 2.5-hour delay. The kid threw about 110 pitches, and then he sits around for an hour and a half, and Mike Martin brings this kid out to finish the game. I just sat there and said, there's no way in the world this is going to end good. He walked the first guy. He got the next two, walked the fourth guy, and then gave up a bomb. Game over, series over, Florida State gets knocked out before the World Series again. Just an unbelievably bad decision by Mike Martin, who's been there for like 40 years. Maybe he's starting to hide his own Easter eggs, I don't know. But how do you bring a kid in on a 2.5-hour delay that just threw 110 pitches and expect him to produce? It was a no-win situation. Florida State did not win. But there's been some real good baseball, a lot of young talent out there. There's a lot of kids that are playing. You'll recognize their last names because their parents played in Major League Baseball. I love this time of year watching college ball. I get more enjoyment out of watching that than watching the professionals.
All right. You know, I watched the ABC coverage last night on ESPN. Of the Houston-Boston game, terrible, terrible, terrible.
Oh, they stink.
It's
like a three-ring circus between those three people they got in the booth. They talk about everything except things that you need to know about baseball that's taking place. They talk about everything else.
And they run long-depth interviews during the game with a split screen.
Like the one they did with Springer about, what about that play in the World Series where dove and missed the ball?
Who cares about that? There's that. And also, positioning them, the only thing I thought is cool is they're not in a booth. They're out amongst, they're in the stands. But other than that, it stunk. It's the first time I've seen it. It was terrible, terrible,
terrible.
They should
be seated upon the top of a light stanchion. That's where they should be.
All right. With that being said, it looks like Golden State is well on their way to a 4-0 sweep.
Yeah, baby James was crying again last night. And, they took care of business. This is the fourth or fifth year. You know, remember back with the NFL, people were complaining, oh, it's always the same teams. Mm-hmm. So we had to make parity amongst the league. Well, what do you call the NBA?
Yeah, 4 years in a row, same teams. In the finals.
What do you call that?
Parity.
But that's okay?
Parity for those two teams.
Yeah, but when it was either the Giants, the 49ers, the Cowboys, or the Redskins playing the Steelers or the Raiders or whoever from the AFC year after year, that was no good. But this is good?
Yeah.
The NBA is an unwatchable product. Totally unwatchable. I mean, I watch college basketball. I don't watch pro basketball because there's a distinct difference between the two games. Can't watch this game. It's impossible to watch. I'll put it for you this way. I'd sooner watch the Indy 500 than the NBA.
All right. And the Capitals look like they're gaining control of their
series. They're playing good. Yeah. Another good game, a 3-1 win from the other night. But the Caps look like they're edging out. The talent or lack thereof that Vegas, you got to remember, Vegas is made up of all cast-offs. Yeah. They're made up of players that teams left unprotected for one reason or another. So, I mean, just for them to get there was an astonishing feat. But now you're starting to see a little bit of the separation. I mean, that's the beauty of the NHL playoffs. You got to go four rounds. Sooner or later, if you have a weakness, it's going to get exposed. And I think that Vegas is finally getting exposed. I think the Caps should win the series.
Yeah.
If they win tonight, it's over.
Yeah. It definitely looks that way.
I feel real good for Ovechkin because he's a hell of a player. He's one of the best players, if not the best player in hockey for a long period of time. And if anybody deserves a championship, it's him.
If anybody deserves to hold that cup over their head and skin on the ice, it is him.
He's a beast.
He is. He's your old-time, he's your European big hockey player who's not only strong and can mug you, but can skate.
He can skate, he can shoot. Yep. He's a very talented player.
All right.
And speaking of beasts, the beast is back. Justify is looking tremendous again. They're gonna throw a couple of names out at you that are going to beat him. If he looks this week like he looked last week, nobody's going to beat him.
Hey, I did. I placed a $2 bet on a 60-1 long shot yesterday, and I won $35. So I
won $35.
Yeah, I put $6 win, place, and show, and the horse came in third.
Oh, okay.
But still, it was a 60-1 horse.
Mm-hmm.
So I made myself $35 on $6.
If it's the 60-1 horse, I'm thinking about if that horse got any kind of a ride, you would have been cashing for a lot more than $60.
Well, that's the horse you're thinking about. that's the horse.
It looked like LeBron James rode the horse.
All right, goodbye.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Mike Cossey with a check on sports here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.